Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
They are not blossoming. You see the word lamentation there. See the fruitful vine. Something has happened to it. It's not fruitful. Now, next verse. Upon the land of my people shall come upon them thorns and briars, and upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city. This is not a good sign. That God says upon the houses of joy, there will be thorns and briars. That means there will be no revelation. There will be pain. There will be affliction. There will be no joy. This can be the situation of a church where the Holy Spirit is not honored and worshipped. Okay, go ahead. It could also be the situation of a family where they don't honor God. Because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left. The forts and the towers shall be for dens forever. A joy of wide asses, the place where you used to have people and transaction, people come, the place very lively. You now see goats, ram, just going up and down, messing up the whole area. Verse 15. Come on, say until. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. This will remain our situation until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. And the wilderness become what? A fruitful field. This wilderness, this abandoned environment. Nothing is happening here. We need to move from here. There are better opportunities some other place. He said, this wilderness, this place you call wilderness, will now become a fruitful field. And the fruitful field shall be counted for a forest. Come on, say until the Spirit be poured upon us. If you want all-round fruitfulness, wait for the outpouring. Wait for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And when you get it, protect it. Be jealous over it. You may need to structure certain times of the day that you must pray. Don't let the Holy Spirit be looking for you. Use your alarm. Set your clock, your timer, whatever it is. Even if I'm the one that called you, if it is that time, don't respond to me. Even if I promise you $1,000 and I call you, don't pick my call. I know some of you will still pick. I say, shakata balabadabala. Pastor. If I catch you and die your pastor. This is the key to all-round fruitfulness. Anywhere the Holy Spirit is not released, you find dryness. People may look okay, but inside, there's nothing there. Like dry bones. Sometimes you may not have so much, but because the joy of the Lord is in your life, that little you have will be enough. God will not allow you to fall sick. He will not allow your children to fall sick. He will not give any problem that will not allow you to sleep. And if there's a problem, He will be bringing the solution with it. There are some problems that will be in your life. They will be there. They will not swallow you. They will just be there. God will not give that problem power over you. It will just be there. But it's because the Holy Spirit is there. That problem is respecting something and it's not you. It's respecting the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. This is not for pastors. It's for you. The pastor who doesn't receive an outpouring will also suffer. Come on, say, I have joy. I want you to prophesy, I have joy. And it is the joy of the Lord. And it is the joy of the Lord. I will no longer be depressed. In Jesus' mighty name. In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3 to 4, say, I will pour water on him that is thirsty. I will pour water. Isaiah 44, 3 and 4. Say, for I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and I will pour floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your children, and my blessing upon your offspring. Verse 4. And they shall spring up. He said, they shall spring up among the grass as willows by the water courses. That means there will be no dryness. I said, there will be no dryness. One of the things the Holy Spirit specializes in is to bring direction to the life of a man who has no direction. If the Holy Spirit wants to help you, he will bring direction. He will tell you, this is how I want you to live your life. Do this, and he will meet you at the end of that bus stop, and you will see the reason why he has asked you to do that. So I want you to go back and have a level of meditation with what has happened here today. And be free from charlatans. I saw somebody on TikTok. He said he was ministering to people, and he was using taekwondo. Taekwondo. He just did his hand like this. He did like this. The person found out, and he did like this. And people were afraid. I said, is this man a taekwondo specialist, or is he a... And the judge of the OLET is quiet. I don't know, like, the anger in me, like, I was asking, like, how angry must God be? And the man captured it himself, put it on his own TikTok account, that this is how God is moving here. Taekwondo. The fruit of the Spirit is peace. Let me give you one or two, three conditions you will need to satisfy. Number one, you satisfy the condition of hunger. If you want to continue to experience the presence of the Holy Spirit, you must satisfy the condition of hunger. That means you must always desire. You know, the scripture says, I will pour my spirit upon him that is thirsty. You should protect that desire, that hunger for the Holy Spirit, for the presence of the Lord. And God will always meet up with that hunger. Number two, keep your space and your environment holy. If you have any item that you brought from your village that they said they brought for you while they were doing the New Yam festival, go and throw it out. If your mother was an Ifa worshiper or Shun priestess and she gave you a bead, says from their generation, go and burn it. You belong to Jesus, not Oshun. So go and throw it out. There are things we keep in our homes. If your dad was an occult worshiper and he's dead, and you put his picture in your office or in your room, go and bring it down. Light has no portion with darkness. I know it's your father, but he's dead. Let the dead die. In the name of trying to honor, you think your dad thinks he belongs to your family? Your dad's first allegiance is to that occult. Bring that picture down. This may sound very hard, but it's the truth. The Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Say, rather, expose them. While we were attending one white garment church, I called my dad and I told him, I said, you know that it is cultism you people are doing here. My dad almost chopped off my head that I called him a cultist. But it was the fire that I received in the north as a new Christian that made me... I forgot that it was the man that was paying my school fees. As if people are doing secret society here. I think it was God that saved me. That I don't know how I survived, but I think it was God. It must have been God that this boy will kill himself. Let's just help him quickly. But you know, I stood my ground that my dad and was involved with a church that was a cult. It was a church. Oh, they called themselves a church. If you see their name, there's church there. But me, I see all these things people are doing. Hey, Holy Michael, Holy Michael. Something is wrong here. My dad told me, this is how we named you. I say, I reject that. But when I stood my ground, 3 years after my conversion, my father came to me. He said, pray for me. I need your help. I want to be saved. The same man. Because of small temptation, you now gave up. Small trial, small persecution. The people that you will still lead to Christ, you now give up. I was the most persecuted person in my family because of Christ. Today I'm the most celebrated. So the question is, what if in those moments I turned my back? The heavens would have wept. We have lost someone. Because when I look at my life now, and I look at everywhere I have been, I look at the kind of people I talk to, some whose names I cannot mention here. In secret, they are like Nicodemus. Going there and say, this is also Percy A. Even you will be shocked. Please, I need your help. I need you to pray. I need guidance. And I say, big man like you. Okay, let us pray. But I cannot mention their name. I look at all the people I led to Christ. I look at my family today as a Christian family. My mom today is a pastor in Deep. All my siblings are in one level of ordination or the other. But they all fought me. Meanwhile, if I turn back, I will not come back. Me, I know you'll come back. Now, at club, I go to sleep. Come here, anyone I serve well. I will not smoke because I know they say I will die. You have heart problem. I will choose my sin. But whichever one I do, you can't catch me. But it was my people that were, they said, don't stop going to church. Stop going to church. Stop going to church. If I had listened to them, did my people ever think a day will come that they will say, pray for all of us? They didn't see that day coming. But the more they fought against me, the more the Lord was glorifying me. They will go to places. My dad went somewhere. The man told my dad, your son led me to Christ. My father was confused. My son has gotten here. Say yes. He came here. He shared the gospel with me. Your son is anointed. My dad came home. As he was, it was written all over his face like, this boy, where have you not gone to? Even went to the office of my friend. How sure that is fine. But I'm not here for, I'm here to share the gospel. Can you imagine Joshua now leaving the house in Bagada, comes to your house in Ugudua, wherever, phase one, and says, Bra Pat, I saw you in church, but the Lord was telling me that I should come and see you. You look at the person talking to talk to me about what? The Lord says he wants you to come back home. Nida, let me pray for you. You now call me. Mr. Shafi. I saw us. I said, from where? Say he came to my office. In your mind, like, how did he go from Bagada to Omole? I was confused. He fought me till I held his hand. Led him to the place of his conversion. Oasis of Life Bible Church, Bauchi. I led him there. And the congregation gathered. That day, as they were leading my father to Christ, I was weeping. They didn't know I was weeping. I couldn't hold myself. I was weeping. I was crying like a baby that, finally. When the salvation of a person breaks your heart. How many people weep today because of a soul that comes to Christ? That was the culture. When your spirit begins to walk, you will become tender. Your heart will not be stiff again. When you attend the funeral of somebody that didn't die in Christ, you weep because you know where his soul has gone to. Some of you have parents that are not born again, and you are here, you are celebrating 70th birthday for them. When you should be praying and fasting that this one should not die like this. When my father was dying, the only thing he gave to me, he said, I don't have anything to give to you. His Bible, the only Bible he has. So continue to read it. That's the only thing he gave to me. I pray for you. The fruit that will come out of your life by reason of today's service will affect many souls. Yeah. That which the Lord will begin to do in your life will account for many souls in the kingdom. Yeah. That your fruit will abide. It will please the Lord. It will be glorified. And the Lord will give you grace to be faithful to the end. In Jesus' mighty name. Now I appreciate the Lord and give him praise. Amen.